Currently, our goal for this year, for the 2014-15 campaign year, is like $425,000, and we're just about at 91% at $386,000.
Oh.
I want to thank everybody that's already contributed. We appreciate your generosity, and just to remind you, as Walt said, that there's still a lot of time left for the end of June. And so even though it's a new year, every dollar that you contribute will help in that 14-15 campaign.
Well, one of the things is that a lot of times people think that with these kind of charitable giving campaigns, that when the calendar year ends, that's time to wrap it up. But this does continue on, so there's plenty of time.
Plenty of time, and we have several member agencies that are involved, and I think we give almost every penny back out to the member agencies. And if anybody wants to know who they are, you can look at the website. It's UWMQT, United Way of Marquette.org. And there's a list of various selections, but one is member agencies, and there's a complete list of all of our agencies. So you can either give to the United Way General Fund to be distributed equally, or you can actually select a specific agency.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, we've talked with the folks with the United Way for several years on the program here, but you do have those options, which one is general fund, but then you can also say, let's give this to a certain agency.
Exactly.
Do you see that a lot? Do people are stepping up, or do they prefer the general fund?
I think the most people prefer the general fund. The people that might give a very specific agency have interacted with that agency. They've provided service to them or their family or a relative or a friend. And so, you know, they feel maybe a little special obligation to kind of steer that. But we have a great group of volunteers that do the community distribution. They get together a couple times for training, and then they get into their little areas of distribution, and then they meet with all the agencies. They all give a presentation. Then they kind of try to decide, you know, a very difficult thing to do, but you know, how much to give to each agency based on their application and their presentation.
Well, that's one thing to keep in mind also, is that persons can individually give, but also workplaces can do that, and that's where folks like the campaign co-chairs will come in, and they'll do the presentation. How would they set something like that up?
They could call the Marquette office, ask for Sue Mickler, and she would set up a United Way presentation. And currently, the two sheriffs, Greg Zybert and Mike D'Angelo.
Mike Angeli.
Angeli.
Yeah, with Marquette.
And
our buddy Mike.
Yeah.
We know Mike. He's
well,
a regular on the show, yeah.
And they come and they do a fantastic presentation, and it's short, it's focused. They give a little bit of their own experiences in their lives, in their jobs, and how they've helped with the United Way and interacted. And so it's well worth the time to have your employees sit there and get some examples and just think about what they want to do.
As we continue in the studio this morning with Dennis Smith, he's president of the Board of Directors of the United Way of Marquette County. We're talking about getting you involved with the campaign, either through the workplace or individually. And Dennis, one thing also to mention is there's another good way to give to the campaign, which is through some of your tax information.
That's true, Walt. A very easy way is there's a checkoff box on the Michigan income tax return. So if there's going to be a refund, you can ask for Form 4642, check the box for United Way, and a portion of that tax return will come to the nearest United Way. And so if you want to designate to, I think, Marquette, I think you can kind of do that, but I think it goes into a normal pool, and then it's distributed all around the state. I think last year it was close to about $150,000 statewide was on the checkoff, and then it goes through a distribution process back. And at United Way, then periodically throughout the year, we'll get these checks from the state or this organization, and then they either are designated for an organization or go in the general fund and then get distributed out.
So. Well, the one thing that's always a good strength of the United Way is that if you want to help out agencies in your community, but maybe you don't have one that you're thinking about perhaps as a specific one, but you just want to give, this is a great way to do that because you'll take care of the distribution from there.
Correct. Like I said before, we have our group of volunteers. They train. They're all assigned into certain areas, and they then listen to the presentations. They interview the presenters. They look at the things that were proposals that were submitted and distribute the money then accordingly. So,
well, for folks that maybe are thinking about getting involved, maybe they want to have a workplace presentation with the co-chairs, or they just like to set up something to give a contribution, or even with the tax information, what's the best way of getting hold of folks at the United Way of Marquette County?
Well, I would say either call Sue or Barb at 906-226-8171, and that's their direct line, and just tell them that you work in a workplace and you're interested in getting a presentation or somebody there. And the co-chairs always come, like I said, and they always have for several years. And if they can't make it, then one of us will go with Sue or Barb and do a presentation.